Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now to your calls, late deciders. If you've made up your mind in the last week for mayor of New York in the Democratic primary, or if you haven't even made up your mind, or any of your reaction to the campaign news of the last week, or if the elevator pitch segments that we just did, 5 minutes each with all eight of the leading contenders, gave you anything to react to or even help you decide just in the last hour, 646-435-7280, or tweet at Brian Lehrer. And John in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, John. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Brian. Just quickly, I had Yang as first and Garcia as second. And when I saw them combine pretty much against Eric Adams because he's at the lead, I lost all interest in either one of those candidates because I feel like they are purposely pulling away votes from this guy. And this is my problem with ranked choice voting. Why do you gang up on a guy to pull votes away from him just so it's done in your own self-interest?
Well, they might respond, and give me your reaction to this. They might respond with, well, that's our job in a campaign. We're trying to win, not lose. So if we think this is how one or the other of us is going to win instead of somebody else, yeah, we're going to do it.
Okay, so, and that's in self-interest. All these people get on your show, they talk about what's best for New York and, you know, what's going to happen in the future. But I just see that as a way of really gaming the system, this new system that's been put in place.
John, thank you so much for checking in with us. We really appreciate it. Joseph in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joseph. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Brian. It's good to listen to your show all the time. I've never been on. I made up my mind today after listening to all the candidates. I have chosen Wiley as first, Garcia second. I'm one of those people on the bandwagon of giving the ladies the opportunity to be mayor in New York City. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for a change. There are certain aspects that were very important to me, like housing, education, and jobs. She addressed the issues all, and it just sounded as if she was not reading from a script. She came out real, and she came out to be somebody that I can trust to do the job.
Joseph, thank you so much for checking in and making the first-time call. Do call us again. Gigi in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gigi. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having the candidates on this morning. So I've been decided for my first choice for a while, but today's segment was really helpful for me to rank the other candidates and, you know, use ranked choice voting to its full capacity. Specifically, what spoke to me was hearing Diane Morales talk about how she kind of addressed the concerns of her workers. I had only heard, without doing enough research on my own, that, you know, there had been a worker stop, but knowing that she tried to help them unionize and paid them out for the remainder of their term was good to hear, and so I'll rank her now.
Gigi, thank you very much. Justin in Brownsville, you're on WNYC. Hi, Justin.
Brian, good morning again. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I called last week, and my first choice was Yang, but after I watched the debate, and my second choice was Adams, and people always question me because it seems like night and day. But after watching the debate, I actually switch it around. My first choice is Adams. And the reason why I like Adams, and I was going back and forth, is because of Stop and Frisk. I'm a black man here. And in honesty, if politics was arithmetic and you subtract politics from politics, the answer would be honesty. And I think a lot of these candidates only tell people what they want to hear. And there's a reality that we have to face. And as a black man, I think stop and frisk was a good thing. The problem with stop and frisk is that it was broken and it needs to be fixed. And I think Mayor de Blasio did a wrong thing, throwing it out the door. And I think Eric Adams knows that African American wants to hear, or most wants to hear, eliminate stop and frisk. But he didn't buckle under the pressure and just tell us what we want to hear. And even though he says not going to add more to it, but I think the policy he's coming with is good, because that's how we're going to get the guns off the street, by stopping people, but do it in a more appropriate way. Justin, and that is why I'm going to vote for him.
Thank you, Justin. I always appreciate your calls. Keep calling us. Karen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on. I've been leaning toward Andrew Yang and Catherine Garcia, but hearing them today solidified me for Andrew Yang.
Because?
He expresses a real love for New York. I don't really get that from anybody else. I really don't. And that somehow, it just reaches me on a heart level. And also, I was concerned about that police union endorsement, but I liked the way he addressed that. He's like, look, they're not the Trump voters, which I imagine is true. And also because he's like, you know, you got to work with them. And I think that's true. I've been binging this show on PBS called Philly DA, which is about Larry Krasner, who's a, you know, very progressive district attorney down there. And he's had huge pushback from the police and the community about, you know, letting people go and stuff like that. And, you have to be able to communicate with people what your program is. I also like the fact that Andrew says he's not that ideological. It's like, if it's a good idea, I'll respond to that and I'll go with it. And I think that's leadership.
Just let me follow up on one thing that you said. You don't think they all at least love New York?
Well, I imagine they do, but, you know, it just doesn't come through in the way they talk about New York. When Andrew went out there, the first day the movie theaters were open, and he was there when he was in Coney Island, I don't know, I just get a sense of joy from him about it, which I just like.
Karen, thank you so much for checking in. Jude in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jude.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. Your show has been so helpful in thinking through these choices. I wanted to say that I have changed my thinking about Catherine Garcia since she started campaigning jointly with Andrew Yang. I'm a progressive voter. I'd sort of maybe been looking on the rosy side of her platform from the progressive perspective after the New York Times endorsement. But when she started campaigning with Yang, it made me look a little closer, because I am very opposed to Yang's views on charter schools, his friendliness to real estate industry. And now I'm thinking that maybe Garcia won't be so close to the top of my ballot. After all, thinking in the present tense, this is tomorrow, but mm-hmm. I'm a very late decider, I guess. And I wanted to ask you about ranked choice voting, if I may. If I put somebody first who ends up ranking late, I mean in the middle of the pack, doesn't that mean that my second choice won't be counted unless there are many rounds of reallocation?
I'm not sure if I understood your question precisely, but each time, they eliminate first the person who gets the least votes, and then mm-hmm. and whoever voted for that person first, then that voter's second choice is tabulated in the next round. And then if, whoever comes out second to last, that person is eliminated. and they keep going down each voter's ballot. It must have been quite an act of computer programming with 13 candidates on the ballot to get ready to do this. But I don't know if that clears it up for you. But I think that's the best I can do right now.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And it sort of confirms my concern. So thank you.
Jude, thank you very much. Tracy in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tracy.
Oh, hi. I'm Tracy in Brooklyn, and rank voting is a big adjustment, but I probably spent 6 or 8 hours looking up all of the candidates in every category that I could vote for in Brooklyn. And I got to know people, which I would not have done. And I really enjoy your program and listening to everyone, although Catherine Garcia did say the environment in her 3 questions when you look her up on Vote New York City, but she didn't mention anything about that today that I heard anyway. And the environment is extremely important, and we could integrate that into jobs on our insulating people's houses, fixing their windows, giving teaching people how to sign up for it, helping them sign up for community solar and ESCOs that actually work, and checking on ESCOs so the rates don't go up so that we can get off fossil fuel. And we need to allow people to put in chargers for electric cars, and we need to do all that stuff on a citywide basis. And all public transportation should be electric.
And you're confident that Garcia is going to be the best at moving the city toward all those environmental goals, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Whoever is running needs to put that in their brain that needs to be a major thing. It's as important as stop and frisk. It's important as schools and teaching and equal pay and making sure that people have food. Because if we're completely flooded and the entrance to the tunnels and the bridges are underwater, which they easily could be, we've been very lucky. We haven't had any major storms here for quite a while.
Tracy, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. And it is true that the major media, or at least I agree with her, that the major media has focused maybe too narrowly in the last few weeks on this is about approaches to crime when there are so many issues in play. But there's Tracy in Brooklyn with her thought, which is going to be the last thought in this segment. Thank you all, Late Deciders, for calling in. I hope the 8 elevator pitch interviews that we did earlier in the hour with the 8 leading Democratic primary hopefuls have been helpful to you. We're going to keep going on all the races. After the news, we have Jeff Colton from City and State, that publication, who's going to come on. And he has been aggregating all the endorsements. And some of them, you know, it's really interesting to see how people and institutions and, institutions including unions, as well as individual politicians, individual celebrities, other people come out. So we're going to talk about endorsements for mayor, endorsements for comptroller, the other citywide office that's really up for grabs. And there's some pretty big endorsement news from public advocate Jumaane Williams in the last day. And also from Manhattan DA, where people are really choosing up sides. And that race has gotten really hot in recent days. So that's all still to come.